Mishnah says in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the beginning of the second parak, that Haya Kaisav Adarshu Umagir, if somebody was writing the Megillah, and he wanted to be Yaitzah, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, through writing the Megillah, Im Kivin Liba Yatzav Im Avla Yatzav. If he had Kavana to be Yaitzah, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, then he's Yaitzah, the mitzvah, but if he did not have Kavana, then he would not be Yaitzah, the mitzvah. So it's Mavoy that you could be Yaitzah, the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, through Ksivas Megillah, as long as you have Kavana. So the Ushami over here makes an interesting diak. It says that Mikan, the Purim, is Mutar Basis Malacha. From here, Yavarai, the Purim is Mutar Basis Malacha. We know there's a Shiloh whether you're allowed to do Malacha on Purim or not. Does it have a din of a Yomtav or not? The Gemara talked about it earlier on Daf Hey. But Yushalmi is Vimedai from here that this is a Befeisha Mishnah, which is Mavur, that Purim is Mutar Basis Malacha, because he's writing the Megillah on Purim. If a Sefer is writing on Purim, obviously you're allowed to do Malacha. If there would be an Eser Malacha, then you cannot write the Megillah on Purim. So from the fact that he's writing it on Purim to be Eitzah the Mitzvah, is Zerai, the Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha. Now the Turi Evin and the Arsamech both ask a very stark akasha on this Yerushalmi. They said that Lachar, the Yerushalmi's diak is not a diak. There's no raya from here the Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha, because even if you hold the Purim is Aser Basias Malacha, but that clearly is only talking about the daytime of Purim. But the nighttime of Purim, Avada would be Mutar Basias Malacha. The Pasuk says Yemei Mishta Basimcha. It's Yemei Mishta Basimcha would dafka be the during the daytime. But Balaila, everyone agrees, there's never Havamina that Balaila would be Aser Basias Malacha. So we may look, they ask, what's the Yushami's diak from here? That from the fact you're writing the Megillah on Purim to be it to the mitzvah is a right, the Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha. La'ilam, I can tell you that Purim is Asa Basias Malacha. But that's during the daytime. And this din of the Mishnah, that Hayakais or Darsha Megiyim, Kivan Liba Yatza, perhaps is talking about the Kriya of the Laila. He's running it at nighttime. Nighttime, L'chuliyam is Mutar Basias Malacha. So there's no riot from here that Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha even during the day. That's their Kasha and the diak of the Yushami. I saw a beautiful teretz to answer this kasha from the Guari Yehuda, which is the son of Rav Nachum Zemba. He had a son by the name of Yehuda, who was a Gabalik Eloi, who was nifter very young. He was nifter when he was 19 years old, and in his short life, he put out a sefer called Guari Yehuda, which is a beautiful sefer of chidushim in different inyanim. So in Simen Chav Gimel, I say he says the following teretz to answer this kasha of the Achrenim and the Dir Kedushalmi. So he says like this. He says, it's Mavur in the Mishnah over here that in Kivin Liba Yatza, that when you're writing the Megillah, you only Yatza if you're Mechavin. If you're Mechavin to Yatza, the Mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, because Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. So the Achanim asked the Primagadim and Simon Samach that Lachar, this is not, does not make sense. Why do you need to have Kavanah over here? We have a cloud that Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah is only a Mitzvah Daraisa, but Mitzvah Darabanan do not need Kavanah. Mitzvah Darabanan, you Yatza even without Kavanah. So being the Megillah is only a Mitzvah Darabanan, why is it necessary to be Mechavin Liba? Why is the Mishnah saying Kivin Liba Yatza? By Mitzvah Darabanan, even without Kavanah, you should be Yatza. So what's the pshat over here in the Mishnah? Zakta Pimagadim, that there's a klala. Achrenim say that Megillah is different. Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah. I mean, being that it has a din of Divrei Kabbalah, we're machmir that it needs Kavana just like Divrei Torah itself, and that's why the din over here is in Kivin Libay Yatza. So that's the Primagadim's Torah. Says Kasha. So Zakta Gari Yehuda, he says the Achrenim right, both the Torah Yevin and the Nadi Yehuda, that this that we say the Megillah is Kedivrei Kabbalah, that's only the Kriyas of Megillah, the Yamama, the Kriya of Megillah during the day, that is a Chiyuv Kriya Medivrei Kabbalah. But the Kriya of Laila, the Kriya at night, the Chuliyama is only a Din Darabanan that does not have the Chaymer of Divrei Kabbalah, and that's just a Stam at the Kana Darabanan to read the Megillah Balaila. So he says if you put these two things together, the Chiddush of the Teriyav and Behuda, that only be Yayimits Divrei Kabbalah, not Balaila, and what the Prima Gadim is saying, that you only need Kabbalah over here because it is Divrei Kabbalah, so now it could be Miyashiv Likasha of the Teriyavin and the Arsameach to be Mazbid the Diak of the Yushami. The Yushami was Medayak that Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha from the fact that you're able to write the Megillah on Purim. And the Chayim asks, what's the Raya? Maybe you're writing a Balaila, and Balaila, everyone agrees that Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha. So Zakta Gari Yehuda, no, it's not a Kasha, because the Mishnah says of him, Kivin Liba Yatze, you're only Yatze from Mechavin Liba. And the Prima Gadim says, you don't need Kavanah by the Rabbanan. So why do you need Kavanah over here? It must be that Purim, that Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, by Divrei Kabbalah you need Kavanah. But the din of Megillah being Divrei Kabbalah is only the Kriya Deyayim, not the Kriya Delaila. So if the Mishnah is saying you need to be Mechavin Liba to be Yaitzeh, clearly the Mishnah is talking about the Kriya Deyamama, not the Kriya of Laila. And therefore the Ushami Taka makes a good deal that from the fact that you're writing it, it's a riot that Purim is Mutar Basias Malacha, because we can't be talking about the Kriya of Laila, because if it would be the Kriya of Laila, then it would not be necessary to be Mechavin Liba, because the Kriya Delaila is only Midarabanan, and there's no Din Kavana, and that is the beer and the Diyak of the Rishami. I just had a Ha'ara on this Teretz, that Lachar, there would be a Makim to say that even the Kriya of Laila would need Kavana, even if you hold that it's only Midarabanan, not Midarabanan Kavana, and that's based on the Gemara we had earlier in Daf Yud Daled, when the Gemara asks, why don't we say Halal on Purim, and the Gemara answers that Kriyasa Zuhi Lula, when we read the Megillah, we're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Halal by reading the Megillah. And the Marsha over there learns that that's both by the Kriya de Yamama and the Kriya de Lelia, even the Kriya night has a din akiyam of Halo. Now Halo, according to many Rishonim, like the Ravid in Hilchos Chanukah, the Ravid says Beferish, and Halo is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, as in the same midivrei Kabbalah, that's considered a chiyam midivrei Kabbalah. So you could say that Lachari, even if the Kriya de Lila is not the Kabbalah, that's outs the chiyuv of Kriyas and Megillah. It's only din derabanan, but outs the halo shabai, the din halo, the mechuyev to say because of the kalachermah that the Gemara makes in Daf Yudalef, that would be a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. So Lachari, even the Kriya de Lila would you need to be mechav and liba, you would need kavana because it has a din of divrei Kabbalah mitzav the mitzvahs halo shabai. So the Gemara Yehuda is saying that from the fact that you need kavana over here is a right. We're talking about b'yom not balayla because balayla is only midarabana and balayla you don't need kavana because it's not midarabana kabbalah. But l'chay l'fi what the Gemara said earlier, l'fi of Nachman, the kriyas is zui lula, since it's a din, a kiyam of halal and kriyas of Megillah, l'chay you should need kavana because of the din hal shabai, which turns it into divrei kabbalah. And perhaps that's why the Bavli did not make this diak from here. The Purim is motav asiyas malacha like the Yerushalmi did, because the Bavli, the Shitasa holds that we say kriyas is zui lula according to Rav Nachman. Lefi that, you can't make such a diuk because we could be talking about the Kriya Delelia, even over there you need Kavana, and Balayla, everyone holds the Purim as Mutar b'Asiyas Melacha. But the Rishami who does make this diuk, the Purim as Mutar b'Asiyas Melacha, perhaps the Rishami is going l'shitasai from what it says in the Rishami and Avri Psachim. The Rishami over there also asks the Kasha that, why don't you say Halam Purim? And the Rishami does not give the answer of Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. The Rishami does not seem to hold to that Teresa of Nachman of Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. So if you don't go like that Teresa of Kriyasa Zuhi Lula, then there is no element of Divrei Kabbalah in the Kriya of Lila. And therefore, the diak of the Rishami is talking a good diak, but the Bavli perhaps didn't make this diak because even the Kriya de Lalia could possibly need kavana because of the din of Kriya Sezui Lula. And I just want to be messiah that this whole taina on the Gar Yehuda is only assuming that there's an actual kiyam of Halo and Kriya Semegillah. We mentioned a couple times already the Chakira of Reb David Soloveitchik. What's the pshat in the din of Kriya Sezui Lula? Is it the pshat that there's a kiyam of Halo by Kriya Semegillah? Or the pshat is they were not misakin Halo because they have Kriya Semegillah. They're never misakin Halo to begin with. If the pshat is they're never misakin Halo to begin with, then there is no element of Divrei Kabbalah and Kriya Semegillah, and the Dirk of the Ushami is Taka Gadiyak L'chuli Alman.